Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is Jason Lloyd of The Athletic.
Guaranteed.
What's up, buddy?
Hi.
Good to see you.
Is this our first show together? I think it is. Or am I mistaken on that?
It could be.
I think it is.
It's not great that my brain did not immediately cling to some other memory.
So. I literally just thought of that like 78 seconds ago and thought I'd save it. I'm pretty sure this is our virgin voyage together.
I think this is, which in reality, with the way our personalities are, this is only going to go one of two ways. Exceptionally well or exceptionally poor.
Well, normally when I drive, it's off the rails. So I'm glad you're in charge.
Okay. The problem is I probably like off the rails more than I do on the rails.
Well,
so,
buckle up.
So we'll see. I mean, I think that's more of a warning to Keith Jackson, Andy Roth than it is to anybody else. But how you doing, man?
I'm great. Brief time here. Only a couple hours.
Yeah.
So my daughter has a game I have to get to this afternoon.
Oh, am I allowed to ask what kind of game?
Cheer.
Okay.
Cheerleading. Cheerleading
right.
For a football game.
Now,
she is all in.
Today, is it like a cheer competition or is she cheering?
No, it's a game. So they have seventh and eighth grade cheer. They combine for seventh and eighth grade games. So it's really cool. My son plays in the eighth grade game and then she's cheering for him. I love it. It's like my favorite day of the week. But this is a seventh grade game. So
okay.
I'm going strictly for the cheerleaders, which is a really creepy thing to say when you're talking about 12-year-old girls.
Well, I wouldn't say it into like an open microphone.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the only
part. Let's just keep that between us.
Yeah.
Let's just keep that between you and
do
me.
Did you play in 7th and 8th grade?
Yeah, I did. I did. I broke bones every year.
Yeah. It's interesting you say that because my introduction to football, I actually played more football in middle school than in high school because I was more controllable then.
Yeah.
And my introduction to football in Dayton, new kid, was I got blindsided on special teams. And I got blocked by a dude who was half my size into another universe. And I actually broke two of my fingers.
Same.
He hit me so hard.
Yeah.
And I never told anybody because I was so embarrassed. So I played the entire year, not out of grit or toughness, out of shame that in this, my own teammate, who was the kid that the only time they trusted him was to play in special teams, knocked me into another parallel universe. Like, I'm pretty sure I was on pace to being successful
yeah.
and, like, not ashamed of my family. And that
until
hit,
that happened?
That hit.
sent you into another life path.
Is where you get here. Yeah. I was going to be a doctor, a lawyer, or like the president. And then that hit happened. And now I'm a fat schlub that talks for a living. And that's my real value to the universe.
Well, the only way I can come close to matching that is seventh grade. I think I was the third string safety, which I didn't even know that existed. And somehow punt team came on and I got stuck on the field. Like, I wasn't supposed to be out there, but I'm backing up to catch the punt. And I'm like, here's my moment. Here it is. I'm running this back. And the coaches went, Lloyd, let it go. They would not even let me field a punt in seventh grade football.
Any time in my life I have had the thought, the conscious thought of here is my moment. And I'm talking in sports. I'm talking in my romantic life. I'm talking in just any walk of life, professionally. Any time I've thought to myself, here it is, finally,
yeah,
my moment.
Yeah.
It usually went very poorly from there. Like, there was never, you know, like, I imagine to be like Patrick Mahomes. He thinks, like, here is my moment, and there's like a 50-yard touchdown,
yeah,
you know, into triple coverage for the Super Bowl win. And mine, it was like, yeah, so what did we learn? There's a broken bone, a broken heart.
There's an arrest record.
Yeah. Well, no, those things did get expunged, thankfully. But no, so that's it's a good place to start the show with hopes and dreams and wishes, because the Gardos got the win last night. And I feel like I'm starting to coin a phrase here. Manzardo the Gardo. I've been throwing that out there every time we do lineups. It's not in very funny or interesting.
No, I don't like it.
But
it's kind of lame.
Well, why?
It's kind of lame.
It rhymes.
So what?
Which is the bigger part, the Manzardo or the Gardo?
The Gardo. Gardo's lame.
Why?
It's lame.
Is this because Ken likes Gardo, so you hate it prematurely, and then you got to bring that hatred to my show?
I didn't know he liked it, but that makes perfect sense why he would like Gardo.
What? Why? Wait, are you a Guards guy?
Guards is better than Gardo. Although I have said in my house, Gardos are the Gardos on tonight. I have to admit that. I have said that. But I don't like Manzardo Gardo. Manzardo what?
Manzardo the Gardo.
No. You can do better than that.
Can I?
I don't know.
I mean,
somebody has to do better than that if it's not you.
Granted, somebody has to clean up this together mess. You're setting a little high bar for you can do better than this. Let's lower the bar.
Mangardo?
How is this?
I don't know.
It's not in Latin. It's Manzardo the Gardo. It rhymes even. I made it easier for you because it rhymes.
You know what I was curious about? Actually, honestly, I switched the game off. I thought they were going to lose. I admit. I went back to Monday Night Football. I was flipping back and forth between the two. I'm like, yeah, it's over. So I go back to Monday Night Football, and then I see on Twitter or X or whatever we're calling it these days, the home run. And my first thought was, how's that Aaron Civale trade look these days? Remember how many people were upset last year that they... Were you one of them?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Okay. Can I defend myself for a half second?
Please. Hopefully you do a better job of that than Manzardo the Gardo.
How dare you, but also that's fair. So basically my idea was I didn't like that and the Josh Bell trade at the same time. I saw the value in the Civale trade, but I felt like you basically walked in and clubbed a baby seal in that clubhouse that was also dealing with, I think everybody knew Tito was getting ready to retire. So I think you finished off that season. I thought they still could have been in the playoff hunt because I thought they had played better as they got closer to the deadline.
Yeah.
And I felt like that. Honestly, I had a bigger issue with the Bell trade, but I hated the idea of, even with great value, that's such a tough thing to sell for a team that mathematically had a pretty strong chance to make a wild card run, if not a run at the AL Central.
Nothing about that team felt like a playoff team to me last year. At no point did I look at that team and think they were viable, legitimate contenders.
I feel like we said that about the 2016 team until June.
I don't know, man. That Andrew Miller trade changed a lot.
Well, yeah, but that happened in August.
And that was we don't need to go 10 years ago, but that was an organization that had the pulse of the locker room and knew what was capable of and went all in. And last year was an organization that also had the pulse of the clubhouse and knew, nope, this ain't the year.
Also, Kyle Manzardo's been up for like 3 weeks.
Well, no,
actually, that's not even true, like 2 weeks.
Here's the point that I made last year was you could not trade Aaron Civale and get Kyle Manzardo in February of last year.
Mm-hmm.
You could not have made that trade in November after the season. Like, that was the perfect opportunity of squeezing every bit of trade value out of a guy who was way over his skis. And yeah, I mean, Manzardo could still be a flop. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to at least you have to trust your talent evaluation. And in this instance, it was a sell higher than you could possibly. It's like selling GameStop stock at the very top and getting Apple on a dip.
I don't know what any of that means.
Okay.
Can you put it in dumber terms, like poor people terms?
They made a good trade.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, okay. I think that's fair. I just think it was, you know, it's been interesting. Like, we've tried to have a conversation about five different times in the show. It's becoming the new Ryan Spielberg's interview where, you know, like 8 years ago, they taped the Ryan Spielberg's interview and didn't play it for like 3 months. And every day they thought they were going to play it, but they just never got around to it. And I don't think they ever got around to it. But one of the topics that's been like the Spielberg's interview for us is the Guardians would be where they are, wouldn't be where they are without fill in the blank. And 3 weeks ago, Keith was going to say Junkensie Noel. And now today, you're probably saying Angel Martinez because he's filled in for Stephen Kwan for 5 days.
Yeah.
And it's actually giving you production across the top of the lineup, which you weren't getting 6 days ago.
Right.
So I think like, I think what's wild about last night's win is, as much as we get excited when like Stephen Kwan has four hits and one of them's a home run and you win by three runs, I think there's something about the underdog mentality of Guardians fans that when Manzardo and Martinez are big parts of the win, or when it's other guys, the Bo Naylors, the Schneemans, I do think that. I don't want to say it makes it easier to root for, but I think it adds a dimension of special. Even though right now we should be looking at Naylor and even Jose to some degree and being like, you guys gonna wake up for the playoffs?
Yeah, it's a really fun team to watch, and it's a really easy team to root for.
Yeah.
Because they play their asses off and they compete every single night. And when you run hard to first on a ground ball double play, it's the little things like that this mm-hmm. team routinely does and consistently does. They're an easy team to like.
I mean, Vogt last night choked up talking about Manzardo hitting the home run and Josh Naylor cheering for him at second base. What will, if they do something in the playoffs, I think it'll be one of the indelible images of this season, is that shot from center field. Is Josh losing his mind on somebody else's home run?
Yeah.
I also think, like, I thought at some point, we get to a point where I could tell you the variance in the playoffs for the Guardians. We got 11 games left. I have no earthly idea. And I don't know whether some of that is that the rest of the Central has dipped back a little bit. I don't know if it's because it sure seems like there are two top seeds here, and it's going to be the Guardians and either the Yankees or the Orioles. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Or if maybe it's just the offense isn't predictable enough. But if you had told me on September 17th that my perspective or my thoughts on the variance are they could go one and done in the playoffs or they could win the whole damn World Series, I don't know that I could have predicted this, even though that's stuff we said 3 months ago. I think it's wild that we haven't cleared that up in 3 months of baseball.
Well, I mean, part of that is just the nature of the game today and the way the game's evolved with bullpens. That, I mean, in 2017, would you ever have thought that Indians were going to go out in the first round?
No.
No chance.
No.
No chance. That team looked like they were headed back to the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just part of the unpredictability. Like the NBA, up until last year, you kind of knew. You knew who was advancing and you knew who wasn't. NFL is a little bit more wide open. There's more upsets. But with baseball and just the unpredictability of bullpens and relievers, and it's become such a bullpen game, and you just have to get hot at the right week.
Yeah.
Well, that's really it.
And here's the other thing. Conversely, you also need to massively, massively sidestep any prolonged slump. Like a two-game slump is the difference between winning the World Series and getting bounced out in the ALDS.
Yeah.
So you already have a hyper-volatile playoff set, and then you have a team that, like, fundamentally, like, I know there are teams that are sexier because they hit more home runs, and I know there are teams that their starting rotations might be better, and so you can hang your hat on those things. Predominantly, that's not always what wins in the playoffs. Like, yes, if you can hit 500 home runs in a season, you're going to have a good chance. But like, what the teams that I tend to hedge the bets with the most are the teams that are like 1 through 3, right? Rotation, bullpen, and lineup. Some variance of good or great, and I think you've got an elite bullpen still. You got four guys that are elite at the back of that pen and then a couple more usable guys. I think the rotation is above average-ish, And then I think the lineup is the ultimate wild card now, which is not what we would say again 7 weeks ago because of just how inconsistent and how, I think, banged up this lineup is.
For me, the whole key to this team making a deep playoff run is get an early lead. Get an early lead and get to the bullpen as fast as you can. Mm-hmm. If it's 2-0, 1-0, 2-0 in the third inning, fourth inning, you're going to see Steven Vogt to the bullpen. I totally believe that. And you're asking three or four guys to get you 12 outs, 15 outs, 18 outs, whatever it is. So if and that's where the urgency to get Steven Kwan, whether healthy or right or whatever it is, whether it's his back or just a horrific slump, figuring out how to get him back to, he doesn't have to be the 395, 400 hitter that he was.
Yeah.
But just get back to 300, putting the ball in play and making things happen and setting the table for guys like Hosey and Josh Naylor. Get an early lead and get to the bullpen as fast as you can.
Well, and I think it's funny because we mentioned it's the other guys doing the heavy lifting. John Kensinoa had like a 3-week stretch where he was just he was just a home run waiting to happen. That's dissipated a little bit. But like Angel Martinez early in the season, now once again, just getting on base, just doing the little stuff. Schneeman's had his moments. The fundamental flaw of the last 7 weeks is you're still just not getting the quality. The reason why you're the wide variance offensively is where it is because Kwan has been abysmal.
Yep.
And I don't know that Naylor's been that much better. Like his numbers, like if you look at his numbers and splits the last 3 months, they don't look as ghastly as Steven Kwan. That's more of a commentary on Kwan and his health and maybe approach than it is like an some sort of endorsement of Josh Naylor. I've almost wondered if Josh is hitting his way off this team in the future.
Well, the contract is what's, I mean, he's got a year left after this, so that's a whole other discussion to have for down the road. But I haven't looked at these numbers lately, but as of like probably 3 weeks ago or a month ago, as abysmal as maybe the average of some of the other things have gotten, he's still driving in runs. Like, that's all you want out of him. Just knock guys in. When guys are on base, drive them in. And his RBI totals were holding. And again, I haven't looked at this like over the last 3 weeks to see if it's changed at all. But his RBI totals were holding very consistent. And, okay, I don't care if you hit 220. If you're getting the guy home from third with less than two outs or if you're finding the single with a guy at second, that's good enough. Just get the runs home when they're on base in front of you. I don't care. If he strikes out with nobody on base, so be it.
Can I get just like a skosh more situational awareness though? Like if your team is struggling to drive in runs, it's okay to look for a double. Like,
oh yeah.
You don't have to. Like, and I know there's always a little swing and miss to Naylor. To the degree that Josh Naylor swings and misses he was like every fat guy in a softball
game. In a beer league
game.
Softball game.
Yes. Where he's just like, you know what? I could get a 200-foot single here. Instead, I'm going to try and hit the thing to the next town over.
His shoes are untied by the end of the at-bat?
Yes.
From swinging so hard?
And again, I am speaking from personal experience that I knew. I have one gear, which is I could hit the ball a mile. If I don't do that, it's going to be the longest single you've ever seen, which is okay when you're 300 pounds and playing at 27 in a softball league. When you're the cleanup hitter on a team that could win the World Series, we just need you to simmer down just a little bit there.
Just driving runs. I don't care what you do the rest of the time. Just stay being productive.
You know, wait. So I'm just going to say this.
Yeah.
You are going to mother bleep him at least once in the playoffs, though, because that... Because this, we're to the point where it's such to an extreme level of swing and miss.
Yeah,
it's going to happen in a crucial spot when all you need is just somebody to get on base and no one's on base, and he's going to just swing out of his shoes.
Because if you need someone to get on base, it's even better if he just does it himself and hits it out of the park. Especially in the postseason, there's all kinds of numbers. If you've got to have a team that can hit the ball out of the park to have success in the postseason.
I think you got to walk a line there. My success is causing me problems, Jason.
That's a good problem to have.
Not when it's at home.
Oh.
So my wife just informed me that she's had to pick up the second of our daughters from school today. And really what it is, one daughter came home and it's monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah.
And so the other, of course, had to come home.
Are they in school together? Are they in class together?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So they're not in the same class, but they're like in the same... The same team, I don't know what the hell they call it.
So one knows when the other's not there.
Exactly. And at the same point, I was breaking the news to her that I wasn't going to be home on time tonight because Daryl owes me a burger, a milkshake, and teasers from our Guardians bet. And it got progressively tougher to sell her on this the more children coming home from school.
What I'm unfamiliar with the bet. What was the bet?
I'm so glad you asked, because today
did I just walk right into it?
Did I set up this whole thing just so I could brag about winning this bet?
Sounds like it.
Maybe. So in the preseason, we were arguing about the over-under being set at 79.5.
Yeah.
So I spotted Daryl a couple games and said, if they win 83 games or more, you have to buy me a burger, teasers, and a milkshake. And if they win below that, then I will buy you food.
What are teasers?
You haven't had potato teasers? So it's like you basically, you take a potato, you hash it up like you're going to make hash browns, but you form it with chopped up jalapenos and chopped up cheese, and then you deep fry it.
Where are you getting this?
That's a local establishment that might start with an S and end with an N.
Oh,
You include the plural with
So you should take them to the place with has a number of guys where you have to refinance a vehicle in order to afford the burger. Really hit them in the heart.
So I think I did the best that I could do, because I also, Daryl is a friend. He's a friend that I like to shove his nose in it.
No mercy on bets.
But here's the other thing. I also was like, I could be wrong about this. So I was so confident that I put up like a $15 meal at a certain local establishment. I maybe wasn't ready to go to $25 on that, knowing that my fat ass was sure going to eat one way or another, whether I was buying or whether he was buying. So I will tell you, I think people have started to compare the regular season atmosphere with the Guardians games. Now that we are down the stretch with 11 games to go, to Browns regular season games. And we had Jason Stanford on, former big league pitcher, former Gardo's pitcher, still in the area here. And he had said that he was at the game on Sunday and felt a little disappointed with the crowd.
I did see that they had low attendance. But I thought overall, the attendance has been pretty good this year. But I did see that it was a little down for that series.
So I think it's as fair to say as if we're talking regular season football versus regular season baseball.
There's no comparison.
I don't think it's an indictment on Cleveland. Like, I think we get to we have these crutches that we use that we like weaponize against baseball. Guys, it just might be we live in America and baseball isn't as popular as football. I don't think that's a Cleveland problem or a knock against the Guardians.
Well, it's 17 versus 162.
Yes. Well, and the timing matters. Like, we're in the final 15 games of the season.
Yeah. There's a pennant race, but is there really a pennant race?
It really, since what, the Royals series 2 weeks ago, the edge has been taken off?
When Kansas City lost Vinny Pascantino is really when this thing sort of turned. And Minnesota unraveled a little bit. So it's not like it's a down-to-the-wire type of finish here. I think we know how this is going to go.
Well, and I actually, so it does prove my point that I think we're ill-equipped for a pennant race because of the bipolarity of the reactions on wins and losses in the month of August. But I also think this is the other part of it. Like, we've now reached the point where, all right, they're making the playoffs. It would be a historic collapse if you don't make the playoffs with a magic number of two. So that's one part. And two, I think they realize, like, as much as we're going to pump our chest if you get a top two seed, as much as we pump the chest if you win the AL Central, I think because everybody's kind of understanding that in baseball, you can have the best team in baseball and be out in the second round of the playoffs with the bye, with all the advantages and amenities of being the best team in baseball. And I think sometimes we put that, Jason, to things like, it's about synergy. It's about how well you were playing. Dude, that stuff is both high level and low level. You just have a bad game and be out. You can play four super competitive games. If you lose three of them and set yourself up to have a bad game, you have a bad game of the wrong day. So, like, I think a lot of people have also talked themselves out of caring about whether you win the division or whether you get a top two seed, which to me is wild.
So you don't think people care about a top two seed?
I don't think it is driving.
Maybe
I think
because
people care, but I don't think it's end all be all.
Maybe because the unfamiliarity and it's still relatively new setup with extra teams.
Well, and I think the early numbers are it's like 50% that it actually means you're going to the ALCS.
I think it's, I actually think there's a massive difference between the first seed and the second seed.
Like, ooh, really?
Yeah, just home field throughout. Home field advantage in the ALCS.
Yeah,
that's a big deal.
The problem is you still are, like, no matter how you skin this cat, you're going to either have to beat the Orioles or Yankees in the second round or the Astros in the second round.
Fine. Do you want Game 7 to be in Houston?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Is it bad that 2016 ruined this a little bit for me? that I just assume
there are scars from. Yes. I mean, listen, there's no such thing as guarantee, obviously. But you want to give yourself every advantage possible if that's what it comes down to.
I will. So I just want a top two seed. I just want the pass go, collect your $200 so you can get to the ALDS.
See, I am firmly in the home field throughout because this is a young team, mm-hmm. a very young team, who probably might pee a little bit when it's really time to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want the comforts of home for that.
I mean, I guess given that they've been a much better team at home than they have been on the road, like most teams, I think that makes sense.
And we're talking about, I mean, we're playing this all the way out, and we're talking about a game 7 of the ALCS.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that every time. But home or road, yeah. You'll take that every time. But I just think and maybe, you know, it's a young team, but maybe they've grown up a little bit over the course of October if it gets to what we're talking about here. But just young players and not sure how they would respond to the moment, respond to a pressure situation of one game to go to the World Series. I think it's critically important, actually, to have the one seed versus the not that you're going to be disappointed in the two seed, but you go for the one seed. Go for the top seed and home field throughout.
So I think I might not be all the way where you are, but I can see your point. What I will say is I don't think that matters a lick of difference to the casual fan out there. Like, because, again, I do think because Kansas City is now 5 games back, Minnesota's, 7 games back, I mean, even
so, fans are in a wake me up when it's October.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's pretty logical because even the race for the 1 versus 2 seed, I don't think people think about the way you just said it.
Probably not.
And I think it's more important that you get the bye than we quibble about 1 seed, 2 seed.
Totally agree.
Which I think is wild.
But if I'm in the offices that are being renovated right now over at Progressive Field and I'm looking at the board, I'm doing everything in my power to get that 1 seed. I'm going all out. Every single game, you know, I mean, okay, you're going to have a champagne celebration, maybe give guys off the next day off type thing, but I'm playing this thing out, and I'm doing everything I can to get the number one seed and home field advantage.
I just remembered, because you said the champagne celebration, I just realized we're about to enter the worst part of baseball season where
I totally agree. It's so dumb.
Well, where everybody argues about whether they should celebrate the accomplishment.
Oh, no. You celebrate winning a championship. That's what you celebrate. Don't celebrate winning a freaking wild card, clinching a wild card.
You're too young to have this take.
No, I'm not.
Celebrate.
Why does no other sport do it then?
Because other sports don't have the tradition of doing it the way baseball has.
By the way, I am a baseball. I love it's baseball's my first love.
That's a racer phrase?
That's my first. No, my baseball is my first love. Like, I've loved I was an Indians fan before I was any other fan of any team in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So I am old school tradition.
So you don't like it?
I think it's dumb.
So as a fan, you're like, oh, don't do that.
Well, it's just dumb. What are you celebrating? Congratulations. You extended your season. You didn't win anything.
Okay. No, you did. You won the regular season.
Okay.
You're one of six. What? Math is hard.
Do you get a participation trophy for that?
Oh, my God. 216-474.
Do you get a juice box for that?
0092. I didn't realize I was walking into a hornet's nest.
celebrate when you win a championship. Save the champagne for a championship.
All right. Should they celebrate winning?
No, we don't have to do that.
No, we're doing it because.
Oh, come on. Well, I would agree to Jason. Like, for the teams that, like, the Braves won, like, what was it, like 14 straight division championships?
Yeah.
Like, at some point that gets old, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just celebrate that because it becomes like this kind of the standard.
I bet you Bezos is like, I only made $1 billion today. My life sucks. Like, that's what are we doing here? Like, the whole point is to make the playoffs. The whole point is there's a wide variance of outcomes.
So then why don't NFL teams do it? Why don't NBA teams celebrate champagne to clinch a playoff spot?
You should ask those leagues.
Okay, but
that's not an indictment on baseball for celebrating good things.
Yes, it is.
But if you get to the playoffs and lose and get swept or get beat in the first round, you were no better than the team that didn't make the playoffs at that point.
So by kid number 3, we should stop celebrating, not handing out cigars because you've been there, done that before.
What are you talking about?
Like, I'm just trying to figure out when I'm allowed to celebrate and when I'm not allowed to celebrate.
When you win a championship. You can celebrate making the playoffs with some high fives and some beers out at the bar after the game. That's how you celebrate
that. I think you even celebrate, like, if you won the ALCS and get to the World Series. Like, I can see that again.
I would maybe allow that, yes.
Maybe allow that.
Maybe.
So if you were in the locker room, would you feel different?
No, I've been in the locker room for those.
No, I think this
is dumb.
I mean,
why
if you
are you
were
doing
a player,
this?
If you were a player and it was your team,
I would be
would
pissed.
You walk around and tell people to knock
mad.
It off?
I would be mad. We haven't won anything yet. What are you doing? Put that down.
216.
Put the cork back in that.
474-0092. I don't think it'll keep through the end of October. Is Jason an old man yelling at the clouds, or do you agree with him? I mean, I've just been vindicated. That's all I have to say about that.
How have you been vindicated?
At least one person on social media.
That's all it takes.
That's really... Well, I don't see anybody on social media arguing your side of the fence, so until I see that,
okay.
It's Nick Wilson 1, Jason Lloyd 0.
Why don't we just send cartons and cases of champagne to the Browns so that every Sunday when they win a game, when Kevin addresses the team, they can just pop champagne and spray it all over each other because they're one game closer to a championship.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Because,
why?
Because they don't do it when they make the playoffs. If you said
they're one step closer to a championship.
When they clinch a playoff spot, if we did a little celebration, a little do-si-do, I'd be okay with it.
Teams would mock them in the NFL. Any team that celebrated clinching a playoff spot with a champagne celebration in the NFL would be mocked.
So you're celebrating toxic masculinity. Is that what I'm understanding?
No, I'm celebrating not winning anything.
I mean, it is an accomplishment. So you keep talking about winning something. It is an accomplishment.
Okay.
Did you just yada, yada, yada making the playoffs?
I mean, what did you win? You didn't win anything.
Yes, you did. You won enough games to then go to the playoffs.
Okay, great.
So you have a chance to do something more.
When you win something, then you can celebrate.
So it's just one round.
Again, why doesn't any other sport do this? No other sport does this.
That's their problem. That's not baseball's problem. You're reverse engineering something that isn't there. Go talk to baseball and football why they're so toxic. They can't enjoy the nice wine spritzer of a celebration. Because, you know, that champagne's not... I mean, champagne's like the lightest form of alcohol there is out there. I said alcohol really weird there. But, like, I mean, if they were doing belly shots off Stephen Vogt,
you know,
I'd probably...
You know what? I'll allow the water bottle celebration. I'll allow that. That's different.
All right. We're gonna write that in the bylaws.
That's fine.
Instead of the Art Modell rule, this is the Jason Lloyd rule.
Like, you know, when the coaches first win and they dump water on them, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. When you start getting champagne and goggles and cigars, like you just really accomplished something, absolutely not.
Are you okay? Like, do I need to get the couch out here? We'll do a little, maybe a little past life regression therapy.
I don't think this is that controversial. Like, wait until you win something to actually celebrate.
I mean, you are just taking L's left and right here. Thomas, I agree. Manzardo the Gardo is an awesome nickname. Social media reactions on X, powered by Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And then Mike saying, Nick, you are so correct. He actually said so correct. There was a second so in there about this playoff celebration. These sticks in the mud. That's you, by the way. Forgot what it's like to have joy in their lives. That's incredibly personal. And he said, funny daddy bastards can't see it.
I have plenty of joy in my life.
Will you self-assess as a funny daddy bastard?
I have plenty of joy in my life. Fedor, I smile all the time.
Fedor, like 3 weeks ago, it might have been 4 weeks ago, I don't know, time's a flat circle, said that I was the snootiest hillbilly he'd ever met.
That's quite a...
And it was so right.
Quite a phrase.
Yeah, but it was spot on. He's 100% right. I am the snootiest hillbilly in Northeast Ohio. And so that went right into the Twitter bio there. So just in case you want, you can do the funny...
Snootiest hillbilly.
The funniest, duddiest bastard. I think people using regular season games versus regular season games to gear up the excitement for Cleveland for the playoffs, I think are missing the ever-loving point. I think it would not surprise me if the Guardians fever thing takes over here as soon as the first round of the playoffs. And I think back to 2016 in that Boston series where nobody thought that the stakes were going to be that high. You'd already won the championship. And, oh, by the way, that game one in Boston when Beto hit the home run is one of the loudest reactions I've ever seen in baseball.
Yeah, but the Browns weren't doing anything in 2016.
That's fair.
Cavs season was over. They were still nursing the hangover from that parade, and the Browns were abysmal in 2016. So if the Browns are good, it is going to be a fight for oxygen. The Browns are always command the room. Doesn't matter what else is going on.
But I do think, though, so I understand and I actually agree with the general principle, but I don't think that having a Browns home game opposite a Guardians playoff game is going to choke the oxygen away. I think both are going to be great environments.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I mean, what made the 90s so special was the Browns were not here. That's mm-hmm. what made baseball here so just unbelievable. It was like shot out of a cannon. You get a new stadium and the team takes off and nobody saw it coming. And it was this awesome mixture of events that just led to the greatest sellout streak we had ever seen. Obviously, those days are gone. But I just if I don't want to say if the wheels fall off the Browns, because I don't think that they will. But if the Browns are, what are we 6 weeks away from that? If they're 5-1, people are going to be very connected to what's going on the lakefront, and it's going to be hard for the Guardians to get oxygen out of that.
So I think,
but if you win the first round,
mm-hmm.
yes.
But I think what's interesting, because I think you're right talking about the Browns' success here, but we're kind of talking about the Guardians' success in a vacuum, which is at one point does the drum beating get as loud? Because I'll be honest with you, it wasn't consistent in the 2016 World Series. Like, to start that series, it was the biggest thing that had ever happened to Cleveland because they just won the championship. And by the time that series ended, that was a home game for Chicago here.
Yeah.
So, like, I wonder, like, what – because I think some of this is just belief. I think we're so conditioned to believe the Guardians and Cleveland baseball won't win a World Series that I do think that goes against the Guardians, even though that's not something you can control.
I actually feel like probably for the first time since 2016-17, I feel like this team absolutely can win a World Series. I've thought that all year, since May.
There's can, and there's like what percentage is can?
I think a very good chance. I'm all in on this team because of their bullpen, because that's how you win in baseball today, is with a dominant bullpen.
I just need to see either Naylor or Kwan. If you get Naylor or Kwan anywhere back close to who they are at their peak,
yeah,
with Hosey, with Manzardo Delgado, with Angel Martinez, with all these other guys pitching in, I think that's enough. If two of your three best hitters are not producing, I just feel like you're going to run into a rut where you can't get runs, because the young guys are the guys that typically disappear early in the playoffs before they figure out the playoff pressure.
I couldn't remember the 2022 Brown season, because just a couple years ago, it very much was a Guardians town, and they captured the city for the month of October with that run that they had. And I just went back and looked, and the Browns were pretty much 0 for October. They won on Halloween, but they lost they lost four straight in October. So I just think that I don't want to say that the Guardians need the Browns not be successful to have airspace, because I don't necessarily think that that's true. But I think if they need to win their first round series. If the Guardians win their first round series, I think people will buy all the way in.
216-474-0092. At what point does Guardians baseball eclipse Browns football? 81% of people saying winning a division in baseball is worth post-game champagne celebration in the locker room.
That's fine. That's 81% of people that are wrong. It's happened before.
That's 90 votes in there if you guys want to vote
90.
There.
You're counting your 90 votes.
I realize you swim in rarefied air over there, but we're quite thankful
that mean?
For the. Well, you're miss. What's the requisite amount of votes before you will
more
you
than
will count
90?
It? So 91? Can make me be a D about
can,
it.
Can we get to 500? Can we get to 500?
Well, at 923 the fan, go ahead and vote on that, and we'll see at what point.
I'm
going
to go vote. First time in my life, I'm going to go vote.
Out of spite. I love it.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com.
blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.